Hello and welcome to the first year anniversary of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
We podcasted. For over 1 year now, we have sat in this front room recording a podcast just for you.
Yep, just for you. No one else?
This week, we thought we would go back to old school like Happy Shopper and record on a Thursday evening.
Indeed.
Instead of a Tuesday afternoon. Just because that's where it all started.
Yeah.
Used to be a get-together on a Thursday evening, but now Rob is on the BBC early morning.
You're going to require some sort of clenched fist.
We now record on a Tuesday day.
We do, indeed, yeah. Throwback Thursday, if you will, if you're into that shizay.
So, apologies that it is a couple of days late this week. That was just a bullshit excuse. We had a few things going on, so we've recorded a little bit later. But that sounded really good, I think.
It sounded legit. Yeah, absolutely. I think we fooled everyone there for a moment.
Yeah,
I think even I believed it for a second.
Good news.
So,
the question really is,
I'm still like...
Oh, yeah. My question was going to be, how tickety-boo is you?
Well,
but I think it sounds like...
Tickety-boo. Well, I've tried not to talk today because I've got to the stage in this...
How are you going to try not to talk? It's a podcast.
No, I mean today. In the day.
Oh, I see.
All right, we've already established
prior.
We're recording in the evening.
Prior to
so
this point.
So today I've not spoken because I'm at the point of whatever illness I've got. I think I have
herpes.
Got a chest infection. Definitely not herpes.
Herpes
of the lungs. Don't think it's a thing.
Athlete's foot.
Maybe. But I think it's just more of a chest infection. And I've got to the point now where it started off really bubbly in the chest. And when I laid down... sound like all kinds of things were going on in there.
Like you're breathing snot.
Yeah, but now it's just really dry and occasionally I go to talk and I inhale. And it's like, you know, when I'm doing like a really weird dry retching cough at the moment as well. But, you know, I'll go to the docs. I say, docs, I got a chest infection. And they'll say, let's have a look at you. Yeah, you've got a chest infection. That's what I get from my doctor, so I already know. What's he going to give me? Antibiotics. They don't really work anyway, so I'm just powering through. But if tonight I'm talking and all of a sudden, you know, just
you sound like the Sandman. The Sandman coughing up his own lungs.
You know, that's what's going on. There all you right. go, nearly went.
I know. So... not brilliantly tickety-boo.
No, not brilliantly tickety-boo. No, apart from that, everything is okay. I did the birthday thing last Thursday.
You did?
Well, it was just a day, mate.
Just
really.
Another Thursday, wasn't it, really?
It was just another Thursday. I think I did make mention of that in last week's podcast.
Oui.
You know, not really, you know... I wasn't looking forward to it. In fact, I didn't open a single present on my birthday.
But Venice, you did have mine.
I did have yours on a Tuesday, and I did have one a day after. But on my actual birthday... Didn't open anything. But I did receive a card through my door.
Oh.
And it was
You say that with a quizzical look on your face.
It was from the postman. And this card was telling me that there is a package waiting for me.
A package
at the collection depot.
Right.
And this package is from one of our long time, a whole year, listen to every episode, I believe, listeners of the podcast, actually sent me a birthday present.
So
shout out to Hayley. She's from the Americas. She
all of them
forms that she's like part of a two-parter, isn't she?
Half of a dynamic duo.
Basically, she's a twin.
Yeah.
And she sent me a birthday present. Still don't know what this birthday present is because there was a whacking massive customs charge on it.
Whoa!
So we've kind of scraped all of our piggy banks together to try and get this package. I said to her, I said, what you sent me? A monkey? A live monkey? what are you sending me from the Americas?
So you genuinely don't know what it is?
I still don't know what it is.
When are we going to pick it up?
I'm going to pick it up this weekend.
Can I come with?
Yeah, if you want.
It'd be amazing. It'd be good fun.
Yeah. It could be a fun game.
Especially if it is actually a monkey.
It'd be dead now. I've left it in customs for a little while. But,
or maybe that's where the custom charges come, because the bananas have been put on top.
That's right.
They've been invoiced for the bananas.
And the food.
Exactly, and the nuts, the water.
All right, we'll just deliver them to me, and then I'll do all that.
Yeah, you can look after.
Just trying to rob me of my monies. So, birthday came and went. As something, though. There you go. That's the first one of the night.
Keep a tally.
Something, though, on my birthday made me smile. All right.
Well, that's good.
Now, on this podcast, we are a fan of a few world leaders or, public figures.
Yes.
That are part of government,
Remember
our obsession with Vladimir Putin in Series 2?
Yeah, I remember.
We've also
it well.
Made mention of this guy before. We're talking about the Mayor of London, future Prime Minister of England, Scotland and Wales and Ireland.
He'd probably take over the world.
I think so. Boris Johnson. Now, Boris Johnson, he was in Japan last week.
Bojo.
The
Globetrotter.
Took a visit to Japan. Now, the Rugby World Cup is on at the moment.
Yeah.
So, Boris decided to get involved in a game of rugby that the school children were playing over in Japan. Now, he got a little bit boisterous Boris. and he went in to tackle this young lad and knocked him flat on his ass. Like, proper took this young lad out. Not care in the world. And it was all over the tabloid media the next day. It was all over the news.
It did do the rounds.
I like this guy because can you remember back at the Olympics 2012 where he was making an entrance?
Was it wire?
he was making an entrance in an event on a zip wire. So he comes down the zip wire.
In a suit.
With two
JV flags.
Two flags. One in each hand. Oh. It was brilliant. But because Boris is, quite a, I'm going to say plump. Can you think of a better word?
Rotund.
Very nice. I love how the R just rolled out. He got stuck halfway down. His weight didn't take him all the way to the bottom.
No.
Let's just say that. And he was harnessed in.
Hanging there.
And it was going into places that were really irritating
If you've ever gone rock climbing or you've abseiled, you'll know what the harness does to your,
undercarriage.
Yeah.
So, if you've never seen this video, make sure you get on YouTube and check it out because it's amazing. So, I've always loved Boris.
Yeah.
So, the day after, I think someone had a word and said, mate, you're going to have to apologise for beating up that kid over in Japan. All right, so there was an interview on BBC London that I saw on my birthday, which made me smile because I was a little bit sad, Didn't open any presents, had no balloons, had to explain to my children why Dad didn't have any presents. But this made me smile.
I apologise very much to Tiki. I did feel terrible about it. I'm obviously very out of practice, so I must somehow have inadvertently knocked him over by mistake. I do apologise. He got up again very swiftly. He bounced, and in the words of Chumbawamba, you get knocked down, you get up again.
So now I don't just love this guy because he enters events via sit wires or knocks down little Japanese boys.
But because
he quotes Chumbawamba. Amazing.
Of Chumbawamba, you get knocked down, you get up again. Chumbawamba, you get knocked down, you get up again. Chumbawamba.
I also like the way he says Chumbawamba.
Could I get a copy of that for my
you
phone?
You can, let's all have it a ringtone.
Set it as your text.
Should we make it available as a ringtone?
Chumbawamba.
Let us know at WCWSWP on Twitter. If you want a copy of that for your phone, iPhone, Android, whatever version you got, let us know and we'll make it for you.
Excuse me a minute.
Are you going to do a Sandy cough again?
No, last week when I was talking about the wetness all of a sudden appearing underneath the nose.
I can see a drip
on the bottom
of your nose.
I know. I need to go sort it out because it's really annoying me. So
after three, after three, ready? One, two, three.
Chumbawamba.
Right, I'm going. That would have really annoyed me.
I know, because that would have gotten your beard.
it's not very attractive, and I do apologise once again, but you know, I'm powering through. Right, so that was birthday.
Is it
and
wires,
Boris
tackling rugby children, Chumbawamba quotes.
What a bully, Boris bastard! Oh wah, oh wah. You're a bully bastard. Oh wah, oh wah. When it comes to rugby,
you're not my child, are you, kid?
Bastard. Oh wah, oh wah. Boris, you are a bastard. Oh wah, oh wah. But the most brilliant bastard.
Chumbawamba.
We love Bojo. We love Bojo. It could become the new Putin on this podcast. Who knows?
Maybe. We'll keep an eye on it. By the way, talking about keeping an eye on it, I haven't watched Alan Carr for a couple of weeks. I caught up on the telly last night. That show and tell is coming. That guy, still massively obsessed with vagina. Any female guest, he will bring the conversation round to their vagina. And I will show you. I'm not too sure that this man is as gay as what he says
as he
is.
He claims he is.
You know?
All right. So, watch this face. It's coming.
It's coming. Right.
Good.
Vagina show and tell.
Hey.
How has your week been, all right?
Not too tickety-boo.
So right. Not tickety-boo.
No.
Not
tickety-boo,
tickety-boo. Not tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Not tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Not tickety-boo.
No.
Oh, why not?
Not really, no. There have just not been a... No, it's not been a tickety-boo
Is it
week.
One of just... those weeks where you're right? It's everyone else.
Yeah, and then eventually gets you. You know, and it just suddenly gets you. Today, I've got to be honest, today has been a good day.
It's because you know you're going to hang out with your chest-infected friend.
Indeed. My best chest-infected friend.
You know, I am trying to give you this.
I know you are. I know you're trying to take me down. Yeah, you and the whale.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to have it around me at the moment. Everyone seems to have a bit
of a... James Whale got it, has he?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. Every time he comes in the room...
By the way, for anyone listening who doesn't live in the UK or doesn't listen to radio, James Whale, one of radio's legends, isn't he?
Been around for a flipping long time. Yeah,
spent a lot of time on LBC and now spends his morning on The Breakfast Show on BBC Essex.
He does indeed, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's full of it as well, is he?
He got it, yeah. He definitely got it. And I can feel that it's doing... You know when he's
Everybody's
doing the rounds?
Everybody's got it though, mate. Everybody, you know?
I'm just waiting. Mm. We've been saying it for a couple of weeks. I'm going to get it. And I know I will eventually come down with it. But
well, I was
so
out
far,
the other day,
so good.
And, you know, when you have to cough, you have to cough. And I'm quite polite and put my hands over my mouth and everything. But this woman looked at me with such disgust. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, love?
What's your problem?
Yeah.
Come here. Come here.
I'm allowed to cough. And it's not like I'm doing it right in your face either. So, like, it's me in pain. Can't you hear it in my voice?
Yeah, we can. I think it's very clear.
You know?
Very clear indeed.
What a horrible woman.
But there we are. You know, we're here now for the podcast.
All right.
Here to crank
right, I've
on.
Got to get up again. I forgot.
What's the matter with you now?
I've forgotten my notes.
Oh, for goodness sake. Might as well grab some more tissue while you're up, mate, because, you know.
I got some. It's not wet.
What are you doing?
I've got my notes.
All right, over all there.
So we've done the catch-up and stuff like that. We're all done
now. We're not top tickety-boo. But
we're like mediocre tickety-boo.
Yeah.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo, mediocre tickety-boo, tickety-boo,
sort of
tickety-boo, tickety-boo, not tickety-boo,
maybe
tickety-boo. Tickety-boo. Oof, right. We will do this week's quiz. I'm going to cheer you up with a quiz after hearing that bad news about your week. But before we do that, last week's lullaby bye. Or Swifty. Oh, I sound great tonight.
Do you know this? I have had a few messages myself of people going, I know what this week's lullaby by is, but I can't put my finger
it's
on it.
It's a really good one this week.
I like this one.
Yeah.
And I'll write your name. Somehow, I can't help but think all songs should
we
now
are enhancing songs.
The xylophone or the glockenspiel.
I think every song should have a little bit of glock in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
So, another reason why I was happy on my birthday.
Hmm.
my favourite TV programme returned to the telly. I am talking about The Apprentice. Love, love, love this programme.
Don't get it.
Yeah, don't get it. I just like the fact that, you know, these people think they're brilliant. And most of the time, they're not. But I was saying to you earlier on, I think they're like in their 11th series now. Yeah. And they've not changed the format at all. This is the boardroom music, you know, where he's just about to fire somebody.
Well, you should have told me. I'd have put my shirt and tie on.
You know, but yeah, I'm super
You're
stoked
a big
that
fan.
It's back.
You're a big
and,
fan.
And we're already into week three because there was an episode on my birthday and then an episode the day after and then this week's episode as well. But there's a good group of people this year.
When you say a good group of people, do you mean a good group of numpties?
Yeah, of entertaining right. numpties who
but doesn't that
can't do shit. But
doesn't that kind of take away from the programme?
Because
in my eyes, the premise of the programme is to find...
No, it's not, though, is no? it? The okay, premise right, of the programme right. is
essentially
entertainment. It's just an entertainment programme.
Essentially, it's Big Brother in an office block.
People have been successful in business with Alan Sugar because now... You know, the one thing they could have changed is The Apprentice. Because now, if you win The Apprentice, you don't become The Apprentice. You become a 50-50 partner in right. your business with Alan Sugar.
But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
It's pretty much the same. They haven't changed it at all.
Did I ever tell you I've met Ricky Martin, a former Apprentice fame?
I have met a former Apprentice
yeah, Ricky,
star, actually.
He used to be a wrestler.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Can you remember, was it Rafe? The posh guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, from one of the very first series.
Early series, yeah.
I was at a travel lodge with him once. I'll dig out the photo. Have you got a photo of you and...
I will get a photo of me
right.
and Ricky Martin
next time
I see him at work.
You know,
yeah.
So we'll have them on Twitter. So, okay. yeah. All right. So this all leads somewhere.
Okay. To be honest with you, I was hoping this was going to be more than just you talking about The Apprentice because I'm basically going to shut up for a few minutes.
No, it's a link to this week's quiz for you, Rob, because The Apprentice is back on the TV. So all the tracks this week are Sugar Fiends. Alan Sugar, yeah?
Lord
we
Sugar.
We got it.
As Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar. So, are you ready, Robert?
Well, as long as it's Sugar-themed music and not Apprentice-themed music, otherwise I will be well and truly up a creek without a paddle.
You know what I mean when I say Sugar-themed, don't you?
Can I assume it's not just songs mentioning the word sugar?
No.
It's things like sweets.
Yeah.
Sweet, in fact.
Candy, maybe.
Candy.
Different
okay.
types of candy.
All right, fine.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Sweet like chocolate. Franks and Bigfoot.
Frank.
That's the...
Right, anyway. Are we ready? This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate.
This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate, Rob.
I'm helping.
And this is... A quiz for his mate Rob.
Dedication's all you need.
This is a quiz for his mate Rob.
And
this is a quiz for his mate Rob.
Are you ready for question number one? It's simple, I've explained it. Let's do it.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark. A spree. It's very clear to see.
So it has appeared on the podcast already this autumn term.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
I do indeed.
You got it wrong the first time.
Yes, I did. It's Julie Andrews and Spoonful of Sugar.
Nice work.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see.
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Medicine
go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Congratulations, Rob. So far, 1 hour on.
That's it. I'm going home. You sound like you need to go to bed.
Right.
Cool.
Question number two.
We're going down, down, in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one, with the bullet. A loaded god complex, cock it and pull it.
Do I just have to get the band? Please tell me it's just the band. Thank you.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, hello. I think I've caught a cough. It's Fallout Boy.
It's coming at you. It is Fallout Boy. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
Down, down, in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded god complex, cock it and pull it.
We're going down, down, in an earlier round. Sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be another one with a bullet. A lot of god complex, cock it and pull it.
Yeah! Fall Out Boy! Alright.
What a tune!
Oh, sugar, we're going down. There you go.
I love a bit of old school Fall Out Boy.
Why not? Right, you're doing well so far this week, Rob. Sugar Fiend Quiz.
Feeling sweet.
Sweet. Right. Question number three.
A moment of love. A dream. A laugh. A kiss. A cry. Our rights. Our wrongs. A moment of love. A dream. A laugh. A moment of love. A dream. A laugh.
Oh, bugger, I know this one. Oh, that's really
quiz
really
this
annoying.
Week. Back in the right hands, good, good quizzy okey.
Oh
isn't
mate,
it,
yeah,
hey?
It's great quizzy okey. This is annoying. I can hear it, and I can't put name. Oh, this is gonna be annoying. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to pass. Otherwise, I'm just gonna. You give me a countdown.
Yep.
Oh, for good. Is this from The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Oh, this is it. As if Jeopardy wasn't enough to put me off.
A moment of love. A dream. A laugh. A kiss. A cry. Our rights. Our wrongs. A moment of love. A dream. A laugh. A moment of love.
Sweet disposition,
a dream,
isn't it?
Yeah. A yeah. Laugh. It's just
and the temper trap, Robert. Like you said this to me earlier on. You know when
know.
You asked what the quiz screen was?
Yeah, I know.
And I was explaining, you were like, oh, like the temper trap. Yeah, like the temper trap.
Yeah. Exactly like the temper trap, yeah. In fact, it is the temper trap, yeah.
Won't stop till it's over. Won't stop to surrender.
2 out of 3 so far, Rob.
That's
still
annoying.
Ain't doing too bad.
That's annoying.
You know, you wiped 5 out of 5 though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't done that for
Thing
a little while.
Happen. Let's see if you could get 4 out of 5, maybe.
Well, you know.
Right.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. What are you at? Getting terribly fat. What do you think will come of that? I don't like the look of it.
Oh, hang on.
Tip me up and pull
me out. Boom, boom. I think this is from Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Ooh.
So it's...
is that your final answer,
so it's,
Robert?
So it would be the... technically, I guess it would be the Oompa Loompas.
Correct.
Yes.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. What are you at? Getting terribly fat. What do you think will come of that? I don't like the look of it. Oompa Loompa Doompity. If you're not greedy, you will go far. you will live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa Doompity Doo.
Chumbawamba, Chumbawamba, Chumbawamba.
Doompity Doo.
Correct, Robert. Some dumpers. Right. Final question.
For 4 out of 5.
For 4 out of 5.
Now we run away from the boys in the blue. And my car smells like chocolate. Hey now, think about what to do. Think about what to say. Think about how to think. Pause it, play. Pause it, play. Pause it.
Ooh.
I'm half thinking it's Franks and Bigfoot, isn't it? But half thinking
who
no.
Who is Franks and Bigfoot?
Oh, Shanks and Bigfoot, sweet like chocolate. Yeah. It's the Liverpudlian version of Shanks and Bigfoot. I'm going to go with Shanks and Bigfoot.
No.
It's not, is it?
Now we run away from the boys in the blue.
And
my car smells like chocolate.
1975.
Hey now, think about what to do. Think about what to say. Think about how to think.
Pause it, play. Pause it, play. Pause it. Oh, we go. Nobody knows. We're guns in under our petticoats. And we're never gonna quit. No, we're never gonna quit. No. Yeah, dressed in black, head to toe. Got guns in under our petticoats. No, we're never gonna quit. No, we're never gonna quit. No.
It was the 1975, the chocolates, of course.
Yeah.
And you don't start smoking it. And that's what she said.
New stuff from them's pretty good as well.
Yeah. So.
Three.
Three yeah. out of five.
You getting all coffee? Yeah.
I am. Countdown to death.
I'll turn you off for a second. Compose yourself. Compose. All right. Oh, for God's sake, man.
Hey, let's go. That was a quiz for his mate Rob.
Shut up.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Electronic 1989, pump up the jam.
Make my day. is, that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you do that. Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you do that.
Up the jam. Yeah.
I swing rowers and pump up the jam. I love that.
That's very cool.
Sound like an old man.
Yeah, it's like swing electro.
I know, the thing is, mate, I knew with all this singing stuff like that, I knew it was going to get bad.
Yeah, a voice.
You know, so...
Oh, I know the voice is pretty bad, yeah. But I can see you playing with your beard. Oh, yeah. So I'm assuming that the little prezi I got you.
Oh, the products you got me last week.
Yeah?
They're pretty sweet, mate.
Yeah?
Like,
does it feel pretty silky smooth?
Well, you know, it had cedar soap in there. And I'm not someone who uses a lot of product on the face because I think I've got sensitive skin anyway.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting product on my face, that product has chemicals in it.
Yep.
So I generally just wash my face with water.
Yeah.
But this cedar soap, I've never had such a bubbly beard in all my life. Bubbly. 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 Bubbly beard.
Bubbly beard.
Proper suds up, mate.
Yeah.
And it leaves it so soft. It's really nice.
Do you sort of like foam it all up and then walk around a little bit for just a couple of minutes and pretend you're Santa?
You touched it at the weekend.
I did.
The beard. And it looks quite coarse still, doesn't it?
It does.
But to touch, it's very soft. It is very soft.
I would say
I am liking it. The beard balm, not getting on with that. Can't wear that. It's a bit too heavy in the beard. But the oil, it's very nice after washing it with the soap and stuff. So
cool. Yeah,
there you go. How interesting is that?
But the thing is, you know, there are going to be people who are into
don't
the beard.
Give a fuck.
Yeah, but there's, well, yeah, but I mean, I can't take any real interest in it because I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, that's true. Because your missus won't let you.
And I can't grow one.
True.
Probably more importantly, I can't grow one, which is a good thing, because my other half doesn't like it.
Just had a look at what's coming up next. Got to do more singing.
You have to cut
back on the singing on this podcast,
okay.
I think.
Cause... Well, this might be where it comes in handy. I made a phone call earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, earlier on we were saying it's the first year anniversary.
It is.
It's over a year.
Happy birthday to us.
Me and Rob thought, hey, let's get together, record a podcast, nothing too tricky. We make it simple. We just hang out, have a chat, and see where it goes.
Yep, and how it has blossomed in the year.
From the beginning to where it is now, completely different.
very different.
When we recorded the first podcast, me and Rob had done quite a few years on live radio.
On to radio, yeah.
But to sit in your front room,
yep,
and record just me and you,
it's a different vibe,
it's a different experience, and everything you hear now on the podcast has been a work in progress over the whole year. So if you haven't heard some of the old stuff and you want to go back and have a little laugh at it like I do sometimes,
like looking back at old photos of yourself and going, bloody hell, what was I wearing,
did I really straighten my hair, you did I really have curtains, it's very stripped back, it's very basic,
yeah.
But you get the gist of where it's come from to where it is now. And again, we do have quite a loyal listenership.
We do
look forward to this coming out every Tuesday or Thursday if things
on
get in
occasion.
The way. And so we want to thank you, everybody, and we will continue to do it.
Here's unless, another year.
You know, this chest infection actually takes hold of my whole body.
And kills and
I,
you.
Yeah, I do indeed die. So, right. There was a point to that.
Yeah.
We recorded kind of like a forgotten episode. We released it.
Christmas, wasn't it last year? Christmas?
I think so. We released it, but then deleted it again.
We did.
Because we had to take that week off. So we handed over the podcast to a couple of friends of ours. Now,
yep.
A couple of old gentlemen that we know.
Yep.
All right. And they're a bit of a laugh. They're little white boys.
Yeah. That's,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
I think I'd agree with that.
And they took over the podcast. Some people liked it. Some people didn't. But because, again, I'm in this situation where I can hardly breathe and stuff.
They don't talk or sing.
Rob made a call to him earlier on and said, hey, would you like to come back on the podcast and just take over from A Campari? So we sent them over the lyric sheets and everything earlier on.
Yep.
And they said, no worries, because they loved doing it last time, even though. Like,
in fairness, you get them down the pub on a Friday night, a karaoke night, and it's a bit messy.
They do like to sing. So we're going to introduce our friends once again. Derek and Keith are playing tonight's A Campari. Just gonna go let him in the door. Hang on.
Evening, gentlemen. Yeah, let me get out of your way.
We're back. Yes. I thought that we would ever be allowed back. What's it called again, this podcast? We did something like that. So, how are you, Keith? Oh, I'm very good, Derek, and you?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad, you know. Everyone's got this cough and stuff, but me, I'm feeling fine, Keith. I see what I'm feeling. I'm feeling chickity-boo.
Chickity-boo.
Oh, yeah, that's a great word. Anyway, apparently, Keith, they want us to do some singing again, because, yes, they do. When we were on the podcast at Christmas, we did a little bit of singing. I think one of the songs was Geronimo!
Geronimo!
Do you remember Geronimo?
Geronimo! Geronimo!
Yeah. Is it A Campari we're meant to be singing? Which I believe, in English, is Hey Buddy. I've heard this song before when it was first released, Keith, back in 1956. I was a massive fan of Julius LaRosa, so I am banging at this game, Keith. What about you? I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm ready. All right. But I think you're going down. Going down, I don't think so. So, let's explain the rules of A Campari, just in case you don't know. Basically, you sing around each, right?
That's correct, one
and,
verse each.
It's all Italian and stuff. And how is your Italian, Keith?
Not great, if I'm being honest.
Not like your French. Bonjour, oui, oui, madame.
Fluent in French, as you
well. Fluent in French, you are, Keith.
Spent 6 minutes
in French.
But Italian, out of France over the summer.
Italian, rubbish.
Not great.
Anyway,
but I have learned the words.
Me too, Keith.
Excuse me, how are you doing?
Is that
a cheat sheet?
The voice in Keith, right? Are we ready? Let's go, A Campari! Who's going first, Keith? Me or you?
Ah, ladies first.
Ah, you cheeky. Hey, Campari, what's the matter? She's the sauna of Riscaletto. I promise she's sauna of Riscaletto. Of Riscaletto, dippity-dippity-ta. I'm trouble whistling. Hey, Campari, what's the matter? She's the sauna of Saxifona. I promise she's sauna of Saxifona. Tu-tu-tu-tu, Saxifona.
I can't whistle, Keith. No, I called it a vindaloo.
Jesus on our violino,
il pomo si suona, un violino, a zinga zingo violina, plinga plingo mandolino, tutto tu, un saxofono, un fiscaletto, tipitipitipitipita.
Io scordi un vendolino. Hey, compare, ci fa suonare, chi si suona, la trombetta, la trombetta, la trombetta, la trombetta, la trombetta, singa, singa, violina, plinga, plinga, mandolin, tu, 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 saxofona, a fiscaletta, tipiti, tipiti, very nice, yeah, cheers, Cliff. Sounds like you have no team theme for Keith. Derek Campbell, that's so good. I think I won this week, Keith. I want to hit a bit presumptuous of you. Let's get the boys back in. Alright, Alasson. Ryan, Bob.
Thanks
very much, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Men, gentlemen, well done, gentlemen.
Gotta
this
say,
this week's round of Hey Compare.
Thank you
very
much.
The first guest on our game of Hey Buddy as well.
Yeah, that's
really
good point.
That this week. Really enjoyed that.
They got right into it, didn't they?
Right. So we need to talk about this. We need to start setting up some podcast listeners to get involved with Hey Compare. All right. So, if you want to have a round of Hey Compare with myself and Rob, or you can challenge just one of us if you want.
Yeah.
You know, then do get in touch on the Twitter at
WCWSWP
or on the Facebook.
Indeed.
And
we'll sort it out.
Email. Should we start emails?
Oh man, that's so 1990s, but I feel like we should.
WCWSWP@gmail.com.
I'll sort it out.
It's already there. Right?
You've broken the third wall.
Have you got any of those jelly beans?
What, on me?
Yeah. No, have you got any of them left?
What, these?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have. Right, the first person sent us an email. The first email to WCWSWP@gmail.com gets Rob's beans. Can't say better than that, eh?
Can't say better than that.
Can't say better than
you
that.
You can't, though. I was trying about it. I trademarked it earlier.
Chumbawamba. Right, that's it. The end of the podcast.
Ian. Good. Lovely. Super. How are you feeling? You alright? Have you completely knackered your voice out now?
Yeah, I'm done now.
You are well spent, aren't you?
I am. I'm sniffling.
That is one soggy tissue.
But I do it for you. I do it for all of you. You know, cancel Tuesday. Couldn't cancel tonight, but yeah, I'm going to go to bed.
I think you should rest up for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Get yourself better.
Get some night nurse. Everyone keeps saying, hey.
What is it with night
nurse? Get some night nurse.
No, don't do the night nurse.
I know, my mum keeps banging on about night nurse.
No.
It's like,
don't do it.
What is it?
Oh, it just helps you sleep.
What
is it? The problem is, if it helps you sleep, you end up being drowsy for 3 days afterwards.
And you don't need that.
You don't need that.
That actually sounds quite good, to be honest. That's the druggie coming out of me.
Yes.
Anyway, you've got anything great coming up?
Fairly standard weekends, yeah. Coming up, yeah. Kind of keeping
racing this week. Well, come
Brum
around Brums. Brum Brums.
Yeah, man.
Brum Brums. Brum Brums. Happening.
Back next week.
Anyway, see you later.
Cheerio,
have a
bye.
Good one. Ta-tas.